One of the things that we discovered really early on when we first started City Light is that our rhythm as a church is a bit different than, say, like the normal calendar year. See, we have a lot of young folks involved, and we're in a city, and so what that often means for us is that things ramp down a little bit during the summer, and then in the fall, they ramp right back up. And so really, everything we do at City Light runs on a July to June calendar. Our fiscal year, our finances run that way, and really all the initiatives, everything we track, we run it sort of on a July to June. And so for that reason, in the last Sunday of every August, I like to take a few minutes before the sermon and today before we kick off our new series in the book of Acts, and I like to give you just a quick recap of where we've been and also where we're going. So if you're just like brand new to City Light, you might be thinking like, what in the world does this have to do with me? Don't worry. There's really something for all of us here, and it's a great way for you to get an inside look at what we really care about here at City Light. And so what we'll do, we'll look back first and then take a couple minutes and look forward to where we believe the Lord is taking us over the next year. So first of all, looking back, if you've been around City Light for any period of time, you know that the main thing that we're all about is making disciples of Jesus. And we define a disciple, a follower of Jesus, as someone who's growing in love for God, worship, love for one another, community, and love for our neighbors and our city, mission. We're all about worship, community, and mission. And there are some ways, practical ways, that we try to track from sort of July to June how we're doing in growing in each of those. So when it comes to worship, one of the primary ways that we can sort of track how we're growing in love for God is actually our growth in our Sunday morning gathering attendance. Now, at first, that might seem a little strange. You're like, well, what's exactly does that have to do with love for God? Isn't this just kind of like a weekly ritual? See, we actually believe that this gathering, this hour and 15 minutes that we have together at 9:30 and 11:15 each week, is a microcosm of what all of life is meant to be like. Because we believe that all of life is meant to be lived for the glory of God, lived as worship. So this is a microcosm that reorients us for the week to come, to live as worshipers. So as we look back over the fiscal year, this past fiscal year to the one before, we've actually seen our Sunday morning attendance grow by 65%. 65% year over year. And that's, honestly, that is a massive reason to praise God for his faithfulness to us, because it's a sign that not only are you growing in your love for God such that you want to gather to worship him, but you love your neighbors enough to invite them in to be part of it. So it's a point of massive praise. And as you've probably noticed, it's created a couple tension points for us as a church. You probably noticed the first one on your way in, which was that you couldn't find a place to park. And then there's another one, which is along the lines of volunteers. Because as our church continues to grow, there are more and more opportunities and needs to volunteer on Sunday teams. So as it comes to our growth in worship over the last year, I want to encourage you in just three really brief ways. The first one is this. I want to encourage you to continue as much as possible to make this gathering on Sundays a central commitment of your life. Because again, this is so much more than just like getting together to sing songs to Jesus. This is reorienting all of our life around living in love for God, love for one another, and love for our neighbors. And so this gathering, let it be a central part of your life to reorient you for what your whole life is meant to be like. Secondly, and maybe a little less like theological, if you are a City Light regular and you don't have children, would you consider parking at the Roxborough Hospital parking lot? It's on the corner of Ridge and Jamestown. I know, it's like, Evan's like, no, that wasn't quite as waxing philosophical as the purpose for the Sunday gathering. I know it's true, but it provides more space, one, for visitors, and two, for people with kids who don't really want to make the trek down the hill. So just want to encourage you with that. If you're not sure at all where that is, there's actually a parking card on your chair, probably behind the Connect card. You can just grab that, take it with you, and next week you can park up there. And then finally, you may have noticed that I am sporting the brand new City Light Kids team shirt. okay? I love this shirt. Now, on the back, it says volunteer, okay? It's a misnomer. I actually don't volunteer on the City Light Kids team, okay? And when they wear this shirt, it's an indicative statement, right? I am a volunteer. When I wear it, it's an imperative. Volunteer. That's what it's meant to communicate. So if you're not yet volunteering on one of the Sunday teams, our City Light Kids team is like bursting at the seams because apparently you guys believe in church growth by all means possible. And so you just keep reproducing, which is glorious and wonderful. And we praise God for that if you're married. And just want to encourage you, if you're not yet a part of a team, consider the City Light Kids team. If you're married and don't yet have children, consider building up that team. No, I'm just kidding. No, don't worry. No, not going there. Okay, so that's worship. Now, community. Looking back at the year, one of the ways that we assess how are we doing in our growth for one another is by city group participation. I'm excited to tell you that on a given Sunday morning, 61% of you who gather together on Sundays are actively involved in the life of a city group. 61%. Now, that's pretty good because the national average for churches that have small groups is about 50%. So we're doing pretty well there. But I want you to know this is also a matter of prayer for us. Over the next year, our goal is to move that 61% to 75%. And the reason for that is we really believe that city groups are the primary organizing structure, the heartbeat of discipleship in our church. So if you're not yet a part of a city group, please don't leave without checking on your Connect card, city groups, or just grabbing one of those business cards on the way out that lets you know where a particular group you're interested in meets. If you've been part of a city group for a while, maybe a challenge to you would be to consider apprenticing your group. Ask your leader, could I possibly serve as an apprentice? Because if we're going to get 75% of us into city groups, I'll be honest with you, numerically, it doesn't quite work out. We're going to have to start some new groups. So I want to encourage you, if you've been part of a group for a while, to consider apprenticing a city group. Now, when it comes to mission, one of the ways that we measure how we're doing in love for our neighbors is, honestly, by looking at how many people that are part of our church have actually become followers of Jesus, have converted to faith in Christ through the life of this church. Now, to give you just some context for this, the national average on this is 5%. So if you go to like a given church's service, 5% of the people there have come to faith in Christ through that church. Now, by God's grace, our rate of conversion, so to speak, is 16.5%. So that means that 16.5% of us that gather together 9:30 and 11:15 have personally come to faith in Jesus through this church, which is something we're insanely excited about. And just want to encourage you that means that God has used you in profound and incredible ways. Now, let me just quickly stop because we're almost done looking back, but I just want to briefly stop and say, I know when sharing this, it can start to feel like, well, is this church kind of like all about numbers? And I just want to tell you with as clear a conscience as possible, we are a church that is not all about numbers. Rather, we're all about Jesus and people. And as much as these numbers accurately reflect our growing love for him and people, we celebrate them. And that's all that they are there for, to help us either celebrate or pray toward what really matters to us, making much of Jesus, loving one another and our neighbors. Now, each year we also, as elders, ask the Lord for a particular focus for the year. Usually three things that we think, okay, in order for us to grow in love for God, one another, and our neighbors, we really need to focus on these few things this year. So for this past year, our threefold focus was, first, we wanted to establish a true team or plurality of pastors or elders, because that's what's necessary to biblically shepherd the church, you know, in the way that the Bible prescribes. So when we started this fiscal year, we had two elders. Now, by God's grace, we have four elders and two elder candidates, and so we've been able to shepherd the church in a much more biblical fashion. So I'm really, really grateful for that. Now, the second thing that we were really focusing on this year was developing a church planting resident and a launch team for our new congregation. By God's grace, Pastor Mike has moved his way through the church planting residency like a champ. He's just done an incredible job, and we also now have a committed launch team for City Light Center City. It's made up of 40 folks who are like, yeah, we're going to live in this area. We are going to be part of this new congregation, and they're just incredible. So that part of our strategic focus, the Lord has blessed us incredibly. And then the last area is an area that, like, I think about five of you got really excited about. And you're probably the five that, like, joined the team to be part of it. But we decided this year we really wanted to be a church that was about fiscal responsibility and transparency. See, the reality is we ask you to give joyously and sacrificially to the work of the gospel through our church. And we decided this year that means we need to put even more structures in place, an even better team in place, and even more communication points in place so you know how your giving's being stewarded to the glory of God and how we're doing with our budget. And so we've got Manoj, who is just killing it as our treasurer, and he's got a fantastic finance team. And by God's grace, I'm really not on it, because I wouldn't be all that helpful. So we've moved me off the finance team, which has been all praise to God and joy for me. But to give you an idea where we're at financially, this past fiscal year, our expenses. See, I mean, I just should not be on this team. Can't even get like income and expenses quite right. Our expenses were $331,000. So that covers literally everything that you can think of that we do. $331,000 were our expenses. Our income, by God's grace and his work through this incredible finance team and your generosity, was $449,000. So we killed our budget last year, which is glorious because we're starting a brand new church. And starting a new congregation in Center City is very expensive. And so God has just been so providentially good to us to give us this surplus so that we can now move into by far our most aggressive budget year ever. So to give you an idea, expenses last time, $331,000. This year, it's going to be $615,000 because we're moving from being one church to one church with two congregations. We're multiplying ourselves. And so it requires a whole lot more expense. And we're doing a lot of fundraising outside of the church, but the vast majority of this falls on us. Now, before I get into that, I want to tell you what I'm actually most excited about from last fiscal year, and that's that we gave over $50,000 away to missionaries, church planters, and local mercy partners here in Philadelphia. Over $50,000. As we move to this new budget, our goal is to give over $70,000 to missions, church planting, and mercy partners here in Philadelphia. And so we've got a huge year ahead of us financially, but that's just a reflection of all that God is doing in our midst. And so I just want to encourage you and challenge you, if you're not yet giving regularly and sacrificially to the work of the gospel through this church, I just want to encourage you, if you call City Light home, we'd love for you to be a part of that. Because we believe that it's about stewarding what we have for the glory of God and the good of our city. So I want to encourage you toward that. If you're already giving, would you consider actually increasing that? You know, many of us, we get like cost of living adjustments and these kind of things at work. Just want to ask you to prayerfully consider, not telling you what to do, but just prayerfully consider, Lord, like what would you have me do with my money as it relates to giving to the work of the gospel through my church this year? So, all that is to say, God has blessed us in massive ways over this past year, and now we're looking forward. So looking forward, there are really three things, again, that we've prayed and asked the Lord, okay, Lord, what would you have us as a church focus on this year? As we look to this next fiscal year, what are those like three things that you want us to be all about so that we can grow in love for God, love for one another, love for our neighbors? And these are the three things. And I'm going to give you sort of like a 30,000-foot overview, and then over the next year, you'll be constantly hearing about how we're going to try to implement them. So first and foremost, our first goal for this year is to build a missional culture at City Light. Build a missional culture. In 1 Thessalonians 2:8, the Apostle Paul writes this. He says, because we loved you so much, we were delighted to share with you not only the gospel of God, but our lives as well. That's what we want for City Light. We want a culture where we are so in love with Jesus and in love with our neighbors that we are sharing with them not only the gospel of God, but our lives as well. We want a missional culture. Practically, what that means is our goal is that everyone who's a follower of Jesus, who's part of City Light, is in some way participating in three things. Building intentional relationships with friends who don't yet know Christ. We want to be a part of that. Secondly, we want to introduce those friends to the Christian community because missional living is actually a community activity. And third, we want them to hear the gospel. We may not all do each of these all the time, but that's the culture we want to build here so that more people can come to know this incredible news that God is reconciling a people to himself through the life, death, and resurrection of Jesus. Secondly, second big focus this year is we want to see greater theological formation in our church. Greater theological formation. In Romans 15:14, the Apostle Paul writes, "I myself am satisfied about you, my brothers." Now, how nice would that be to hear that from like the Apostle Paul? Just look at you as a church and say, "I myself am satisfied about you." I'd be like, great, feels really good. Now, why? He says, "I myself am satisfied about you, my brothers, because you are full of goodness, filled with all knowledge, and able to instruct one another." Now, you notice that filled with all knowledge. You know, what comes to your mind when you think about God is the most important thing about you, and it's your true theology. And our goal this year is to so form us in the truth about God revealed in the scripture that we'd be so theologically formed, not just for the sake of having like big heads, but so that first we're full of goodness, that our knowledge of God actually shapes the way we live. We want to see greater holiness in our church this year. And then it says, able to instruct one another. We want to become the kind of church, not where most of the teaching's done by a couple experts, but where we're all equipped to instruct one another, to read the Bible with one another, to point one another to Jesus, and to encourage one another in faithfulness to him. If you know Jesus, you have the Holy Spirit inside of you, you can do this. You absolutely can. Our goal this year is to equip you for it. Now, finally, third thing that will be our massive focus this year is church multiplication. Church multiplication. In Acts chapter 13, verses 2 to 3, it says, "While they," this is the church at Antioch, "were worshiping the Lord and fasting, the Holy Spirit said, 'Set apart for me Barnabas and Saul for the work to which I have called them.' Then after fasting and praying, they laid their hands on them and sent them off." I love that. The church is meant to multiply. We have an identity as a sent people, and we're meant to send one another. You know, the world will never be changed by the gospel if churches act like lakes. Okay, you guys heard of this thing? They're outside of Philadelphia, these crazy thing called lakes. And they're these little bodies of water, and they're pretty. You should take a day trip sometime. And when it rains, these lakes pool up. They grow. And that's the way that's really, if I'm going to be honest, that's the end goal of almost every church. We just want to add to this thing. We want to pool this thing up, get it a little bit bigger. Our desire for City Light Church is that we would much more resemble a river than a lake. As we have addition to our church, we want it to be ultimately for the sake of sending. We believe that the world will be changed by the gospel, not by churches primarily adding, but adding for the sake of multiplication. And so this year, our goal is to continue to sort of move the ball down the field with that. And what I mean by that is we want to continue to both, yes, add people, but also leadership structures and development structures so that we are always preparing to launch a new congregation. We want multiplication to become more and more part of the warp and woof of this church. Now, what I'm most excited about related to that is we're actually on the verge of it. We're on the verge of multiplication, becoming one church with two congregations, one here in Manayunk, one in Center City. And probably the coolest thing that I've been able to just observe as I've been part of getting City Light Center City rolling with Mike is that is the launch team. Like the 40 of you or so that are like 100% committed to City Light Center City, you guys have, first of all, you grew way faster than we thought you would. And you're way more excited and committed and everything than we ever thought would happen. And so you've kind of created a momentum we can't quite slow down, if I'm honest with you. So our plan was to launch City Light Center City in January, but since we can't quite slow you guys down, we've decided to change our plans. And Lord willing, if we can find a good venue, we're actually going to launch Sunday services with City Light Center City on Sunday, October 4th, instead of in mid-January. The team's just ready to go. We're ready to go, and there's no reason to wait. So there are a few very practical things I want to encourage you with. First of all, if you live in sort of the Center City, University City, South Philly area, we want to just ask you to consider being part of City Light Center City, joining the team. And really, practically speaking, being there on October 4th for the launch. Now, if you're part of City Light Manayunk and are planning to stay or just not planning to be part of City Light Center City, as nice as I could say, I just want to encourage you, please don't be there on October 4th. We need all the space we can get for that, and the team will be busy enough following up new folks that are actually planning to be part of City Light Center City long term. So we'll celebrate here together on October 4th. We're going to pray for them. It's going to be a fantastic day, but just do me a favor. If you want to be part of City Light Center City, definitely be there, but if not, be here with us, and we'll pray for them and save them the space and the parking headache. But City Light Manayunk, those of you that are here and are staying, I just want to encourage you, like, you hear so much about all that we're doing with City Light Center City, but I just want you to know, like, it's all been on your back. We all started here together. You're the ones that have given to make this possible, served to make this possible. So I just want to encourage you, like, you're having a baby, it's a joyous thing. I know I sound like a little bit ridiculous right now, but I'm so excited about what you've done. You have every reason to be encouraged. So as Center City gets going, we become one church with two congregations. Those of you that are staying, I just want you to know, I'm so proud of everything that you've done. A couple of practical things if you want to be part of stuff leading up. First of all, today is a launch team gathering for those of you who are a committed part of City Light Center City at 4 p.m. I'll see you there. And also, we want to just get together Wednesday, September 9th in this room for a night of prayer for that. So no city groups will meet that week. We'd love for you to be here and to pray as we, Lord willing, are moving our way to launching City Light Center City October 4th. Between now and then, please pray for the venue search. It's going well, but we got to, you know, lock it down. So because we are launching City Light Center City way earlier than we planned on doing, we're calling a bit of like an audible. I'm sorry for all the football like metaphors. You could tell I'm excited. It's the right time of year. It's like baseball makes me want to cry. It's like I don't know why America loves this. Okay, so anyway, we are calling an audible for the next month, and what we're going to do is study together as we lead up to the launch of City Light Center City. We're going to study the first two chapters of Acts together over the next several weeks.